Sky Sports Radio and our weekly podcast preview. It's Randwick Guineas Day. Yep, it's Randwick Guineas Day. Let's hope it all goes ahead. Obviously, the weather is crucial. As we record this on Thursday, the track is a heavy 9. They had 3 millimetres of rain on Wednesday into Thursday morning. And as I say, it's a heavy 9. Paul Joyce, at least we know, I guess, one thing. We're going to be running on a very much rain-affected track.
Yes, that's right, Andrew, and I think that is it's important to take that into account, obviously, because last week, of course, we were expecting a slowish track and we ended up on a heavy 10. So at least this week, I've done the form for a genuine heavy. Look, I've done it for a heavy 9 or a heavy 10. They are tipping a bit more rain to fall on Saturday, so it really does depend how much arrives on race day. Hopefully it avoids us, but the forecast doesn't look too good.
No, it's Saturday. It's the day. Anyway, we'll go through this and we'll update, of course, on Saturday with you at 10 o'clock. But the first leg of the quaddie is the challenge here, over 1,000 metres.
Yeah, that's right. And I can tell you one thing. I have found a bit of value throughout the meeting here. Obviously, we're playing the quaddie at this stage. And my numbers here are 9, 10, 4 and 2. There looks a stack of speed in this, as you would expect. Obviously, Red Zell, Ball of Muscle, the two on-pace runners, Jungle Edge and Heatherly, if they both come up from Victoria, they'll add a bit of pace to the race as well. I like the 9 Felines here. She maps beautifully from barrier 4. She has the ability to just take a sit behind a fast pace, and that's exactly how this race should unfold. She's proven in soft. She's proven in heavy. I think she's actually better on soft and heavy tracks than she is on top of the ground. And you look at her 1,000-metre stats, she's had a 13 starts over 1,000 metres for 7 wins and 3 placings. So she really is a 1,000-metre specialist. And when you transfer that to actually 1,000 metres at Randwick, she's had 8 starts for 4 wins and 3 placings. So I think each way at around that $12 or $13 mark, she's one of the best value plays of the day. And the danger, I've got number 10, Kentucky Miss. Well, she's about $12 or $13 as well. She's first up from a spell. She's 1 from 1 on heavy. She's won twice on soft, and she also maps just to get that gun running behind the speed. And I think with the lightweight 54 kilos, she'll run a very cheeky race here at the double figure odds. She trialled really well coming into this. So 9 and 10, my two value runners. For the quaddie, I've also got the 4 Dal Cielo, who's in terrific form, taking a step up in class here, but I suspect he'll relish a heavy trap. He bolted in at Warwick Farm 2 starts ago on the soft. And then we've got number 2, Red Zell, who will fire up from that outside gate, charge across, put himself in a winning position. Whether or not he can sustain that with the big weight over 1,000, that's my little niggle with him. So I put him in for 4th. 9, 10, 4 and 2.
Righto. So 9, 10, 4 and 2 in the first leg, race 6. The big race of the day, the group 1, is the Randwick Guineas. We've got 14 with no scratchings at this stage. Obviously, Land of Plenty is in the Australian Guineas down in Melbourne, so you think it'll be staying there. How does it see? How does it look for pace on a heavy track?
Yeah, it's a tricky one because Echo Effect, we've spoken about this horse before. He can rip along in front. He did it in the Hobartville. He did it in the benchmark race before the Hobart Villain. He just over-races, and if he does that, he's very hard to hold, and jockey Paul King just lets him go. And if that's the case, this will be run to genuine tempo. But there aren't too many others to put pressure on. Probably Captain Duffy's the main one that could put some pressure on. And I expect the filly Invincible Gem to lob in the perfect trailing position here. And she is my top pick. We've got 5 runners going for us at this stage, 14, 13, 4, 2 and 5. Now, Invincible Gem, I think she'll win the race provided she handles a heavy track. And that is a big query with her because she hasn't been on it yet. We've only seen her once on soft and she ran a very good second, but it's always different when they get onto the heavy. And that's the query with her. But look, the way she won the Spring Stakes at Randwick last start, she won by 4 lengths. She beat the boys and she absolutely toyed with them. Now, I know this is a step up from a Group 3 to a Group 1, but the way she races, the way she maps, the manner in which she's improving and racing through the grades, I think she's the way to play the race. She's around $8, and as I said, if she handles the track, I think she wins. The 13 Impavido, best roughie in the race. You can get massive odds about this Bjorn Baker 3-year-old. Good last start, 3rd at Rose Hill behind Dawn Wall. Should have finished a lot closer. He got badly strung up at the top of the straight when the rest made their run. And on debut on a deteriorating track at Kembla, I know it was only a 1,400 maiden, but he came from last and blew them away. I think he's going to run a big race at massive odds. And then the shorter priced horse is the 4 Echo Effect. He'll lead and give you a great sight. The 2 Man from Uncle, well, he's 2 from 2 this prep in the right form races. And 5 coming through, Well, we know he's going to produce one day. He's been finishing off strongly over shorter trips. You'd have to think this is his first grand final of the autumn. So I'll go 14, 13, 4, 2 and 5. No room for number 3, Inference. I was a bit concerned about that, but I've had to leave him out of this strategy.
Yeah, look, it's just such an open race. And as you say, you always look for a little bit of value. And she's just an in-form three-year-old that you just want to be with, don't you, Invincible Gem, from that barrier?
Well, she's just doing everything I like to see. Like, I was concerned she wouldn't run out a mile last start. Look how strongly she ran it out. She settles, she relaxes, she puts herself in a winning spot, whereas most of her dangers, most of the boys, they're going to be back behind her, and I just don't know that then they can give her a start and run her down.
Yeah, exactly. And I will confirm that Land of Plenty will be scratched out of the race. It certainly will be staying down there, according to Graham Begg, who's just fired a text through to me. The third leg of the quaddy on Saturday, Paul, is the Aspiration Quality, a Group 3 here over the mile. Like so many people, they're waiting to see track conditions at this stage. 13 to line up, Paul.
Yeah, look, Van Dancer, the Victorian, looks as though she'll put the speed on because there's no designated leader here. The horse that I think will probably sit second is Song and Laughter. She's versatile and she loves the heavy track, so I think she'll be close up. But that's about it for the speed. Sue Real, the former Kiwi's a query. And I think Chiquinta could go a bit closer forward here to do. She's better over longer distances, but without the speed in the race off a soft draw, she mightn't be too far away. See, I've found some value again here, Andrew. I've gone 10, 6, 11 and 4. Now, I'm putting Chiquinta on top. Any early listeners can run out and take massive odds about this mare. I think she's $30 plus at tab.com.au. She resumed in the country championship qualifier at Goulburn on a good track. When you look at her stats on good tracks, it's the first time she's ever placed on a good track. So she's come back in top form. She chased Pumpkin Pie home that day and gave Pumpkin Pie weight. She jumps into a much tougher race. It's a Group 3. But look at her soft track and heavy track stats. 3 from 3 on soft. And in heavy, 6 tries for 2 wins and 2 seconds. And really, she only struck form last prep. She put 4 wins together in the space of 5 runs. And then she failed in a Group 3 before she went for a spell. Gee, I think she's massive overs, this mare. I'm sure she's going to run a cheeky race, especially with the fact that she can take up a position in the run. So I've got her each way best value bet of the day. The 6, Song and Laughter, must go in as a danger. We're getting double figures about her. She's an absolute mudlark. She's fit. She's been racing well. Number 11 I'm putting in for third, top of my list. Lightly raced, 5 starts, finished in the Quinella on 4 occasions. I think she's a mare with real upside coming into this and a last start winner on a heavy 10. And then I've got number 4, Circular. She's racing as though the mile will really suit here, third up. Only slight niggle is that heavy track for her, but she's bred to handle it. So we'll go 10, 6, 11 and 4. If we find the winner of that leg, Andrew, I'm tipping we've knocked a lot of players out of the quad.
Yep, no, it was a good run first up, Chiquinta. All right, so 10, 6, 11 and 4 for Paul in the Aspiration. Last leg of the quaddie, with confidence, Paul. We're alive and we're coming into it. Bjorn Baker's, of course, scratched the 10 here to run back in the Randwick Guineas that you threw in your tips. What about the last here over the 2,000?
Yeah, well, a bit different than the other races we've looked at. A stack of pressure here. I've got 4 or 5 on-pace runners, so I've gone for the one that'll settle back midfield and run on. We've got 6, 5, 3 and 1. Number 6 on top here, Astronomus. Well, his stats jump off the page here, don't they? 4 starts on heavy for 3 wins. He's 2 from 2 over the Randwick 2,000 metres. And his first up run over the mile, he just peaked on his run when 4th behind Lee Apari and Hogmanay. You'd have to think 2nd up on these conditions. Ideal for him. He's a clear top pick. Huge query, the 5-hour century. I don't know what to make of him. He's bred to handle the going, but his stats say he may not get through it. Robert Hickmont trained, of course, bring this one up from Victoria. For me, he's just a massive query, and I can't leave him out of the quaddie. The 3 classic uniform, well, he'll lead. He loves heavy tracks. He's hard fit and racing well. And number 1, Allergic, very disappointing 2nd up in the Parramatta Cup after an eye-catching return behind Religify. We'll give him one more chance. He is the class runner of this field. So we'll go 6, 5, 3 and 1 in the last. Now, Andrew, we're a fraction over budget, $32 for 10%, but that's at this stage. There may be some scratchings. You'd expect there would be. So we may trim that up come Saturday morning.
Okay, so there the current thoughts gives you a line of the way Paul is thinking. He's certainly giving you some value in that third leg of the quaddy and a couple of those other races as well. Paul will be joining us live at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning for updated selections there if there are any scratchings, but that gives you a kickstart into this big day at Randwick. We're on a heavy nine as we record this. The question mark appears to be Saturday and the weather, but we'll just wait and see what happens between now and then. Thanks a lot, Paul. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Paul Joyce, our form analyst, and our podcast preview for Randwick Guineas Day.